This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
KKWF and KKWF HD1, Seattle, Tacoma. 100.7 The Wolf. This is the Morning Wolf Pack with Matt McAllister. How much money do you think a fighter jet pilot on Whidbey Island makes? Or a tech worker in Amazon? Let's play Share Your Salary.
Because we all want to know what everybody else makes for a living, but it's never okay to ask. Until now, the last time we played Share Your Salary, we learned that school district coach Danielle makes $91,000 a year. All right, on the phone with this morning is Tony, who lives in beautiful Stanwood. Good morning, Tony. How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys doing?
Doing good, man. Hey, thank you so much for calling in for Share Your Salary. We really appreciate you and everybody else that does this, by the way.
No problem.
Yeah, believe it or not, you're helping out a lot of people because there's somebody out there going, hey, man, I think I'd like to do what Tony does and be a facility tech at a convenience store.
Oh, yeah.
All right. So we don't really know what that is, Tony. So we're going to put a minute on the clock. We're just going to ask you as many questions as we can in that amount of time. And when we're done, we're going to play a song. We'll gather our thoughts. We'll come back. We will all guess what we think you make, kind of based on what you told us. But then you'll share your salary here. Sound good?
Sounds good.
All right, Gabe, are you activated?
Yes.
Let's go. I got a minute on the clock. If you're ready, begin.
Tony, what exactly do you do?
I fix things. Lots of little things.
Does that mean you're more like a janitor or you're more like a IT guy?
Yes and yes. I change light bulbs. I change outlets. I program some of the computers that run the gas station software.
How long have you been doing that?
About 3.5-4 years.
Okay, do you work at one location or do you bounce around to different gas stations or convenience stores?
I have 11 stores I monitor normally every day, but we have about 50 stores. There's multiple technicians in my area.
Do you have a house payment?
Yes.
Do most of your convenience store sell those fake fireball shots?
Yes.
Are you content with your salary?
Say that again?
Are you content with your salary?
Yes.
What would you say is the best-selling food item in all your stores?
The roller food.
Can I ask you?
I'm sorry, the buzzer. You can, but not right now.
Dang it!
So if you want to jump in here, if you're listening, you're like, you know, that sounds interesting, man. I want to take a shot at this. Text your guest to 253-642-9653. What do you think Tony and Stanwood is making as a facility tech for 11 different convenience stores, I think he said? Text that guest now and put your name where you live on it. I'll use it as my guest. And if you can hang out for 3 minutes, Tony's going to share his salary right after the song.
This is the Morning Wolf Pack with Matt McAllister. 100.7 The Wolf. Let's play Share Your Salary.
Because we all want to know what everybody else makes for a living, but it's never okay to ask until now. It's kind of tacky, but now it's good. Share Your Salary on The Wolf. We got Tony on the phone. He lives in Stanwood, and he is a facility tech for 11 different convenience stores. Gabe, what else did we just learn about Tony?
You asked Tony if he's basically like a janitor or an IT guy, and he said yes to both. He has been doing this for a few years now, and he is satisfied with his salary, and he does have a house payment.
Okay. I have to go first. I'm just going to use a text. I get to cheat a lot like that, thanks to all of you that do text in here. And I'm going to use one from Dana, who is in Everett. 3.5 years, 11 different stores. I think he's making a pretty good living here. I'm just going to put this sucker at 75. This is a, like I said, I'm just kind of stealing a text here, but I feel like that's good. Gabe, you're up next. What are you thinking?
I'm going to go a little bit lower. I'm going to go with 59.
No offense, Tony.
Yeah, no offense, Tony.
Yeah, it's not personal.
It's just a guess.
It's business.
It's business.
59. Why do you think he makes less than what I'm thinking?
Because I feel like he's one of those guys that's happy with what he has, and I don't think he needs a lot to, you know, he's not about the luxury life.
Oh,
he's happy with
all
what
right.
he has.
All right, he likes the roller food. He just likes the hot dogs. I keep going back for those.
I'd be happy with the Slurpee machine.
The taquitos on the roller, that's a hot item. All right, Ron, what are you thinking?
Okay, so I think it's higher. I think he's been jumping jobs, gaining that experience, and now he is so valuable to all these gas stations. He can do literally anything. And so I think 85.
Wow. Okay. I wouldn't be surprised if you were right there, Captain Ron. Well, but who knows? I mean, that's why we play the game. Our guesses are 59, 75, and 85. But like I said, we don't know. So let's find out. It is time to end the guesswork, Tony and Stan, to find out how much money you actually make working at these convenience stores. It is time to share your salary.
What is it ever?
I make, with overtime, about 82.
Oh yeah.
Tony, wow. You baller.
Yes.
So how do you feel about Gabe calling you simple?
It was a compliment,
I like it.
Tony.
I am.
Do you like what you do? I mean, you do sound good. And if I'm just being like observational here, you sound more like an IT guy than a handyman.
Well, it's kind of the other way around. Mm-hmm. I've been turning wrenches all my life. I love what I do. I've got a great group of guys I work with. Yeah, some days it's a little frustrating, but other days it's never the same thing.
Gotcha. Is theft a big problem at your stores? Is that one of the things you have to keep an eye on all the time?
The worst thing I have is drivers not paying attention and they drive away with the gas pump.
No way.
That is the worst problem you have?
Yes.
One time, one of my ex-boyfriends did that, and I knew it was time to break up with him.
Oh, that's really crazy. Is that an expensive fix, by the way? What does that cost at a convenience store?
If nothing breaks, then it really just costs time. Otherwise, I mean, it could be upwards of a couple $1,000 to fix that.
Good Lord. That's embarrassing more than costly, too, for the person, but... Okay, Tony. Well, listen, thanks for calling in. We love you, buddy. Thanks for sharing your salary and listening to The Wolf, too, man. We appreciate that.
I love you guys, too, man.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.